I'll start with, as the requirements officer for the Marine Corps, I'll start with the requirement. Our absolute bare minimum requirement for traditional L-class amphibious warships is 31, and that's composed of 10 larger deck LHA LHD class and 21 smaller LPD LSD type class ships. The fact, sir, that ships are being decommissioned faster than they're being procured and delivered and employed, the simple fact is that under this plan, we will go to a number of 24 amphibs in the next 3 to 5 years. What that translates to for us is risk, which is always any military person's one of the prime concerns. So we will, while I believe that we will be able to likely provide the appropriate support to the Indo-Pacific theater, I think we will have to take risk in other areas like CENTCOM, AFRICOM, EUCOM. I don't think there's any way to avoid it. But at the end of the day, sir, as you well know, and we were kind of discussing here before the subcommittee kicked off, the Marine Expeditionary Units embarked aboard amphibious ready groups are very highly in demand. Over the last decade, we've evacuated embassies in Libya and Yemen. We've reinforced the embassy in Iraq. We've rescued a downed Air Force pilot in Libya and put artillery ashore to kill ISIS in Syria. And then most recently, the MEU that was first on the ground in Afghanistan to assist with the evacuation. So these things, at the end of the day, one of the most in-demand assets by combatant commanders. So it's going to represent risks, or if we go below 31.